Okay, here's the scene. Shanghai, 1946. World War II is over, but thousands of Jewish refugees are still stuck in the city, waiting to hear back from family members in Europe, with no way to get home. Shanghai became an unlikely refuge for Jewish people escaping Europe during the war. As the rest of the world closed its doors, it was one of the few places they could go. More than 20,000 refugees ended up in the Hongqiu ghetto. It was cramped, disease-ridden, dirty, and far from home. But it was also a community where compassion and tolerance could be found. Arthur Rothstein was an American photojournalist. His pictures of the Hongqiu ghetto are on display for the first time in North America starting this week. The exhibit, Stranded in Shanghai, is showing at the Jewish Museum of Florida until May. His daughter, Anne Rothstein Sagan, manages his legacy project. She's in New York City. Good morning, Anne. Welcome to Day 6.
Thank you, Brent. I'm happy to be here.
Would you describe for us one of these photos that for you encapsulates the story of the Hongqiu ghetto?
Well, I would think my favorite photograph, although they're all incredible, is a photograph of a group of maybe 12 Jewish refugees who are residents of the Hongqiu ghetto, and they are all leaning in, and you realize that they're going through a stack of mail. A letter was just so precious because it had news of perhaps a loved one who was still alive in Europe. Perhaps it had information about sponsorship. Maybe a family relative in Canada was going to sponsor them, and it had that information in it. So these people looked just so incredibly anxious, and it's a very moving photograph.
Because this is 1946, so these people have seen their families torn apart by the war and the Holocaust and everything that went with those two events. And now they're trying to put everything back together, and the answers might be in the mail that's sitting there in that sack.
That's absolutely right.
How did your father end up in Shanghai to take these photos?
Oh, it's an amazing story. Well, he was an officer in the U.S. Signal Corps, and when the war ended in 1945, Dad was in Shanghai, and there was a transportation bottleneck. He was offered a short assignment with the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, known as UNRWA.
Right.
And UNRWA was a relief agency that had invested $600 million in fixing up China because it was a mess. It needed new infrastructure. There was a terrible famine. They were dealing with that. They were dealing with displaced people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad happened to be photographing this community in Shanghai of Jewish refugees because they were displaced people.
So he himself was a Jewish American. What did the photos of the Jews in the Hongqiu community mean to him?
He was a first-generation Jewish American whose parents and grandparents happened to be alive because they had escaped anti-Semitic government-sanctioned pogroms at the turn of the century.
Right.
And so here he was. He knew all about the many sacrifices his family had made, and he was always drawn to stories about immigrants, migrants, and the dispossessed.
So he took these photographs, but then for 25 years after they were developed and processed, they were lost to the world. And then your father found them again in the 1970s. Tell us the story of how they were rediscovered.
After the war and after Dad worked for UNRWA, he worked for 45 years as director of photography for two major magazines in the United States, Look Magazine and Parade Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was at Parade, he got an assignment to photograph Kurt Waldheim, who at the time, he had just become the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Right.
So he was a diplomat, you know, and Dad had his whole family in the studio, and the dog was barking, and the daughter was squirming, and Waldheim was frowning, and he wanted to put a smile on his face. So he made small talk, and Dad said, you know, I used to work for your outfit. And you could only imagine what Waldheim was thinking. And Waldheim...
Let me just explain, because at this time, no one knew that Waldheim had been associated with the Nazi Party.
he was a Nazi during the war. So dad got him to relax by making small talk. And Mr. Waldheim said, you know, I might be able to help you, Arthur. And he smiled, and dad got the shot, the cover shot, and it all went well. And a week later, dad heard from Waldheim's office. He was directed to a UN warehouse in Queens, New York. And he got there, and with the help of the staff, he found the box of photos and negatives, and he opened it up, and the pictures and negatives were in pristine condition. And that's the strangest story, right?
That's, well, the fact that Kurt Waldheim was involved is very strange. But what did he, what did it mean to him, for him to reconnect with these images?
I don't know what it meant to him. I know what it means to me, which is that it's a story of tolerance. That I'm sure he felt it was very important to tell the story of tolerance, because we don't have enough in the world.
Well, particularly at that time in history, right? Because displaced persons and refugees were not welcome by many places, including Canada and the United States. How were the Jewish refugees treated in Shanghai?
Oh, well, it was a very difficult situation, because there was a lot of poverty where they were in this little enclosed area that they were limited to during the war by the Japanese, because it was Japanese occupied. But there was no anti-Semitism. The Chinese didn't know from anti-Semitism, so it could have been a lot worse.
So, Anne, when you look at your father's photographs from the Jewish ghetto in Shanghai, what do you see?
I see beautiful images that tell a wonderful story of inclusion and tolerance. I think it's so relevant, Brent, today, because the lessons of tolerance from Shanghai, the Jewish immigrants, the refugees, were welcomed in Shanghai and treated humanely by their Chinese neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. And today, victims of religious persecution should be welcomed and offered refuge, just like these people in Shanghai were. But did you know that there are 100 Iranian Christians stranded in Vienna right now, being detained entry into the United States, even though they've already qualified for asylum in the United States through the Lautenberg Amendment? Mm-hmm. These are victims of religious persecution, and they need our compassion today, just like the Shanghai refugees needed it back in 1946.
What would Arthur Rothstein think if he knew his photographs were still telling these stories in 2018?
Oh, I think he would be so happy to know that he was promoting inclusion and all of the things that made his parents so comfortable and happy when they got to this country after being thrown out of Europe.
Anne Rothstein-Sagan, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me, Brent.
Anne Rothstein-Sagan is the daughter of photojournalist Arthur Rothstein. If you want to see some of his photos of the Hong Kyu ghetto, go to cbc.ca/day6.